Listening, a radio interview. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 186.
Welcome back to Talk Radio 1094. I'm your host, Nancy Morales, and we're talking today with Dr. Eugene Bateman, a psychologist from the National University. Good morning, Dr. Bateman.
Good morning, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, your research area is the human fear response, or more specifically, the question of whether we learn to be afraid of certain things or if we inherit something from our ancestors that triggers our fear.
That's right, Nancy. And we're talking about our distant, distant ancestors, people who lived a long time ago, tens of thousands of years ago. Back then, reacting quickly to something like a falling rock or a hungry lion was a good quality in a human being. It meant that he or she was more likely to survive, more likely to live long enough to have children, and more likely to pass on their genes to their children.
Okay, but people today don't have to deal with hungry lions very often. So what does the fear response do for us?
Well, it still keeps us out of trouble and helps us to survive. Imagine that you're driving a car, and the car in front of you suddenly stops. There's a series of events that takes place in our brains that makes our bodies react. In this case, by putting our foot on the brakes. That takes place before we even realize what's happening. It all happens much faster than our conscious thought processes.
That sounds like a pretty useful phenomenon. Does it confirm that we do inherit our knowledge of what to fear from our ancient ancestors?
Yes and no. Some interesting experiments were conducted with monkeys that were raised in a laboratory. These monkeys had zero experience with being outdoors, right? So the researchers showed the monkeys some snakes.
And were the lab monkeys afraid of the snakes?
Not at all, at least not at first. Then the researchers showed the monkeys videos of wild monkeys having a fearful reaction to snakes. After that, the lab monkeys became afraid of snakes too, as they learned to associate the sight of a snake with a fearful reaction.
So they learned the fear from the wild monkeys, in a sense.
That's right. But here's the interesting part. When the researchers changed the videos so that the wild monkeys appeared to be afraid of flowers, the lab monkeys developed no fear of flowers at all.
Huh. Smart monkeys.
Exactly. And that's where the inherited aspect of fear comes into the picture. What we inherit is a tendency to fear certain things, the same things our ancient ancestors feared. On the other hand, we have to learn from others around us as well. Otherwise, the fear response doesn't occur.
That is very interesting. Fear seems like such a basic response. It wouldn't have occurred to me that we would need to learn it from anyone. And is it the same for people as for monkeys?
It seems to be, yes. But that's exactly the question that my research is hoping to answer.
Then I wish you luck with your research. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Eugene Bateman.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Nancy.